On that note, I do believe that we have engaged with K&L Gates regarding the bond management. And that's just something worth mentioning. It's basically documentation to say that we have the right as a district to take on the debt that we are going to incur by purchasing this facility for the public. So, just I think that's an awareness thing. I don't know if we need to take any action on that. Is that correct, Nathan?
So as staff, we would like you to take action on it if you can. If you're
Oh,
not
okay.
doing it tonight and you want to wait, that's acceptable. I know we didn't get it to you very well in advance. We got it to you today, 2 hours ago. That said, it's a very straightforward standard agreement that they do with all of their clients. It's a single fee, $9,000 for everything. And what they do is clearly enumerated in the agreement. So, if the board would prefer, I don't think there's a huge downside. My only concern is just that this document gives us confidence that they've taken us on as a client, that they're working on this, and our bond is sort of a big deal. Like, if we don't secure a bond, we've got a problem, even if the levy passes. That said, we will definitely secure a bond. So, if the board wants to wait, that's fine. How's that for a roundabout, speaking out of both sides of my mouth answer?
Well, it looked pretty boilerplate to me when I mean it looked pretty standard. I don't know if all of you got to see that today.
Yes, I was just going to ask this. It looked pretty standard. I've never seen one before, but it looked like it was pretty standard policy and approach. And what would be the downside of approving that today?
I don't think there really is one. We can easily withdraw from this agreement. We don't owe any money unless we actually secure a bond. So there's really not a lot of downside. And you don't have to actually approve this document. You can just approve me signing on behalf of you to secure bond counsel. So if you do have questions or concerns that you want to address, we could do that and we could still get it in shortly. So
I guess I just like the idea of having all of our ducks in a row and all of these details worked out so that we don't have to do anything after the fact. So to me, it makes sense that we would approve you now to be able to sign that document.
Everett, Kyle, do you have any thoughts on this?
I was letting Everett go first because you called his name first. There he is.
No, and it's fine with me as long as we don't have to give the public notice that we're going to talk about it because we didn't.
No.
Okay, so that was my only thought. So, yeah, let's do it.
Works for me. I gave it a quick skim. It looked pretty standard engagement letter, and I have no idea what scope would be involved normally for this sort of thing anyway. So let's hope they got it right. But Cynthia Weed has been doing this for a little while now. I'm sure Mr. Butler can tell you that. So I assume that she has done it well.
Everyone recommended her to the county and our attorney. There's no reason to think she's not fully capable of doing this.
They're decent lawyers down there.
Yeah.
Just kidding. That was my first gig.
Okay, so we just need to approve Nathan to sign this letter of engagement, essentially.
Yeah.
I'll move to approve him to sign the letter.
Thank I'll you. Second that.
Okay, any further discussion? No. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. We're just moving right along. We do have the org chart for the Sound County Public Hospital District number 1 in San Juan Island EMS. We just needed to update this for our upcoming audit this November, and it's likely subject to change, but we've discussed this a couple times, I think. Does anybody have any commentary? Nathan, do you want to say anything about this?
Yeah,
did we receive this? Sorry.
It's in our packets. I think it was digitally there. It looks like this.
I thought
I
said.
I know what it would look like. I didn't. Yeah. It's when you click on it, like, what does the file name look like? That's the part I'm not sure.
Let's see. It's called org chart underscore 10-2021v2.
Okay. Any idea when the email went out?
You know, I thought I sent it out last week. I don't remember which day. I'm happy to bring it up on the screen if you like. I can share my screen.
If you wouldn't mind, I'd feel more comfortable, yeah, having seen it. And I'm not seeing it in the recent emails, but I may be overlooking it.
Let's see. Should come up in a moment.
There it is.
It's pretty much what we've been doing. I did send this to staff. I would have liked to have given people more time to comment. A couple people said they wanted to comment, then never did. But no one seemed alarmed or really worried about it, just maybe some tweaking. And I think we're going to, you know, next week, we're going to know a lot more about the kind of organization we're going to be. We're going to definitely be revising this, but our auditor will ask for a current org chart, and this is reasonably accurate.
It seems very standard to me. Obviously, when we have a fifth paramedic, things will change.
Yeah, we've got five lieutenants for three teams and four medics for three teams. So there's some doubling and tripling up and such, but that's just how we're doing things right now.
Okay. So any commentary, you guys? Any questions?
Nathan, you mentioned that some of the staff had wanted to have some input, but do you know anything more about that, just to make sure that?
I have no idea. I hope they wanted to be in charge. No, I don't know. I don't know what it was. It didn't sound like a huge thing.
Okay.
Well, this isn't anything they don't already know.
No. Yeah, and if people are really unhappy about it for some reason, we can just change it again. So,
sure.
We also had to file an org chart with the transfer of ownership document and license, and we just basically did a stab in the dark at what a combined agency would look like with the two different service lines. But we will clearly need to put a lot of work into our org chart and how we organize the structure of the agency. But we just don't have any answers until Tuesday. And even then, we're going to need to have a lot of discussion based on what the results are to decide how we're going to handle different things. So it's, this is a temporary thing. But that said, I don't think it's bad. I think it captures what we're doing, so.
Okay, so you need a motion to approve this org chart then, Nathan?
I do.
I'll make a motion to approve the org chart as shown.
I'll second that.
Okay, any further discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, the next item here is scheduling for November and December. We do have some holidays coming up, and we're going to try to bump our meetings up a week just in the best interest of everyone. So I think that would be for November, we would move our board meeting to the 17th, which is a Wednesday, rather than the night before Thanksgiving. And for December, I believe we would be moving our meeting to the 15th rather than the 22nd.
Yeah, it's going to be tight, particularly with our financials. It depends on the county and whether they're able to get things to us in time. But, you know, we've had to delay approval of warrants and things month before. It's not a big deal. We don't like to do it, but we can. So hopefully we can meet these deadlines for the financials, but there's no reason the rest of our business can't move forward on those dates.
Right. And we had talked about potentially having a special meeting to talk about budgets before our November 17th meeting, but it doesn't really seem like there's any reason to do that, especially since we need to give 2 weeks notice. So we're just going to try to get all of that done on the 17th. Rather than have two meetings in November.
Our formal budget hearing is a state law requirement under RCW. And we have to give 2 weeks notice. That doesn't mean we can't hold a workshop sooner to go over it for the board's purposes. It depends on how much input you anticipate having. So once we have the results of November 2nd, what are the circumstances under which you would like to have input and how much would you like to have? If you think you can accomplish whatever you have to say in a single day on November 17th, that's fine. But keep in mind, we've got to actually pass a budget that day and be done. So if you have lots of changes on the budget that I'm proposing, you will not have time to fully address those unless we say have two meetings that day or something. So alternate ways we can approach that is like finance committee meeting between now and the 17th. And that depends on how much the other commissioners are willing to let the finance committee take the front seat on that. The budget does define how we function as a district. It's not a small thing, but we've historically, or at least in recent history, used the finance committee for that. So I guess I would defer to the commissioners on how much say and how much advance notice about the budget you would like to have and how much opportunity for input you would like to have. Because if we leave everything to the 17th, we've got to get all input, make all changes, and pass a budget by the end of the day that day.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine for Everett and I to meet ahead of time to go over these things. And how, when do you think you'll get draft budgets to us?
Well, you've all seen draft budgets in September. There's a draft EMS budget. There's a draft village budget. There's a draft PhD without village budget. You've seen a lot of stuff already. If you're reasonably happy with what we already have, I don't think it'll take that long. The village budget I drafted was intended for maximum transparency, so it made a few assumptions. For instance, it assumed that we were running the village on January 1st, 2022, which of course is not true. It's actually going to be like March 1st. But it would have made it hard to tell what the real expenditures on an annual basis were if I had done it that way. So the final budget for 2022 won't look quite the same. Mm-hmm. It's a more exacting document. It'll be a little harder to understand what are the annual expenses, but it'll be more accurate for the year. So long story short, or maybe a long story made medium, I think we can probably get those to you by the 7th. So if you want to meet sooner, the 7th or the 10th, let me look here. If the we need a week, so probably by the 9th. So if the election is Tuesday, I need till the 9th, preferably the 10th.
And do you anticipate making significant changes to those budgets based on the outcomes of the election? Because I know that you had multiple budgets that contemplated multiple outcomes, I guess, of the election.
Yeah, I don't anticipate making large changes. If integration goes through, so there are some unknowns there in terms of what an ILA would cost, that kind of thing, when they would actually take over the agency. But I will not have answers for that by the 10th. I've had trouble scheduling a meeting to talk those things through. I think everyone's sort of taking the tack, let's wait and see November 2nd. If it goes through, then let's talk. But we will also revise our budget in 2022 like we did this year. We're not expected to have a perfect budget. It would be nice to have something in the ballpark, though, where you're rounding off to the nearest 100,000, not $2 million off, which be the case if we tried to budget based on the current reality and then we ended up lid lifting and acquiring the village. So I don't anticipate making huge changes, Commissioner Loring.
Thanks.
So in that case, do you think it would be sufficient for the Finance Committee to meet ahead of our November 17th meeting just to review and confirm and then to go ahead with our regular board meeting for our budget hearing at that time?
Yeah, why don't we try to meet the Finance Committee maybe on the 8th or something? Try to make sure we've got, if the Finance Committee is happy, we can send it to the board and the board can decide if it wants to meet before the 17th to go over it.
Okay. I mean, Everett, I know we've already sat down and had a meeting with Nathan about these budgets. Do you mind getting together one more time? No. Okay, great. Okay, that sounds like a good plan to me. And if we're done there, it looks like
we've got... Commissioner?
Oh, yes.
We do need to formally schedule a budget hearing, though. So we have to pass a motion, approve November 17th, presumably as the day of your budget hearing, and set the time. So the budget hearing, maybe like 6 o'clock or something that day, give us time to open the meeting. And it can be part of the regular board meeting, but it has its own line item. Like, you know, on our agenda, it's got unfinished business, new business, commissioner comments. Like the budget hearing is its own line item, part of the budget. It's kind of a time.
Okay.
I move that we set the 2022 budget hearing for November 17th at 6 p.m.
I second that.
All right. Motion. Thank you so much. Any further discussion? No. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Let's get that budget done. Thank you so much. Yeah. Next, we have an executive session, RCW 42.130.1404B. Let's see. This is the portion of a meeting in which the governing body is planning or adopting the strategy or position during the course of any collective bargaining. So we have a small collective bargaining issue for discussion regarding EMT pay, and I think this will take about 20 minutes. So it's 6:27 now. Maybe we say that we will have this 20-minute executive session and return to the public session at 10 minutes to 7. Does that work, Nathan?
20 minutes, sure, that works.
Is that enough or too much time?
You guys tell me. How much? I mean, do you guys have a lot to say? I mean, we could do it in less if you don't have a lot to say.
I don't have a lot to say, but
I don't even know what it is.
Okay, let's. Let's go with 20. Yeah. We're really
I'm
bad.
I'm sending the invitation for that after we close up. I don't think I have it already.
I think that they'll send it out now.
Okay.
It should be on your calendar. Okay, so we'll reconvene at 10 minutes to 7.
Okay, perfect. Steve, can you stay in this meeting and monitor the feed while we're in the meeting?
Yes, I will.
I will send the board members an executive session invitation right now.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you guys in a moment.
All right, bye.
Okay.
This is a regular meeting of the San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1 Board of Commissioners. The meeting is currently under executive session. The commissioners are due to return at 6:50 p.m. This is the regular board meeting of the San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1 Board of Commissioners. The board meeting is currently under executive session and will resume shortly.
Hey, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, thank you. We are back. It is we are back from executive session regarding RCW 42.130.140. And at this point, we just need to approve roughly an extra $10,000 for raises to be bargained with the union.
I make a motion to approve said funding to be allocated as such.
I second that motion.
Thank you. Is there any discussion? Okay, in that case, all in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, everyone.
Just for the public's benefit, this is intended for our staff EMTs due to rising labor costs and wages in the community to encourage retention of staff. Not going to leadership or anything.
Thank you for that clarification.
Yeah. We've already bought our new Sprinter rig. We've already bought our new ambulance. It's not what that's about. So. Okay, now we move on to staff reports, the moment we've all been waiting for. And I will hand this off to Mr. Butler. Thank you very much.
Well, okay. I had, about 3 hours of presentation for you. I'll pare it down a little bit.
Very funny.
I know you guys love really long reports after a meeting. I'll just walk you through briefly what's going on. So on the hospital district side, there's been a lot of stuff relating to the village acquisition and proposed lid lift, working on the licensing, working on the bond, working on dealing with the sale itself, which we just finalized in September, which is the period of reporting for this board meeting. On the EMS side, developing new policies and programs, our driver program, marine policy, working on QAQI, trying to formalize that, get it kind of squared away, getting that program, which Dr. Corsa has sponsored, off its feet and giving it adequate support. The employee we had assigned to QAQI has left. We've also had a lot of hiring, made 4 hires over the last month or two. A new office manager, 2 new staff EMTs for 911 response, and a new community paramedicine EMT. All of these programs take quite a bit of time and administrative work. You pass some driver policy, and you've got to get people together. You've got to do the advertising. You've got to schedule different dates for the different types of training. You've got to get everyone through background clearances and drug tests and applications. And so all this stuff takes quite a bit of work. A lot of onboarding been going on with new employees. We did quite a bit of budgeting in September, and we did present to you quite a few different budgeting scenarios and that kind of thing. We are very detailed 6-year plan. Those that have actually looked at it, taken the time to look at it, have all commented. Many, and including people I really don't know, commented that it's very complete, which was gratifying. I always joke that I am not known for concision. It's not one of my strengths. I can occasionally pull off concision if I really try, but it's not, I would say, one of my key strengths. So anyway, I also presented to the Board of Health, and they were pretty receptive. They had not met in August or September, so the soonest they get us in was October. Got a lot of nice comments from the Board of Health on our presentation and on our project. And that's on the county's website. People can go listen, tell me how I did. So any questions on the operations? I'll spend a minute talking about finances, but any questions, comments about the operations, hospital district, or EMS?
Of course. Did it pass or what?
Which thing?
The ambulance. Wasn't it being tested today? Did you already say that?
Yes. Thank you for being excited about that. Yeah, the ambulance passed inspection today.
All right.
Being picked up Friday. Super excited. New four-wheel drive ambulance. It's all paid for. We got money set aside in our reserve fund because we did it in a capital improvement plan. We've got all the stuff we need for it. We're anticipating having it in service by our training day, second Tuesday of November. I think it's the 9th. The deadline I gave them was 15th. They wanted to do it by the 9th. And I think they can pull it off. We got some new equipment to put on it. It's got to be outfitted with kit. Those ambulances have a lot of stuff on them. Super excited. Should be here in time for any Thanksgiving with snowstorm. So it's going to be a crowded lot.
Be exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be a crowded lot here with four ambulances, three sprint rigs, and the old white rig. But we're going to need to surplus one of those ambulances. And we'll do that in November. So super excited.
Great.
Other questions?
None from me. That's amazing. It takes over a year to get an ambulance.
They took a long time with it.
Yeah.
It's especially given that they had a chassis, that was already ready to go. A year really is a long time. Frustrating, but it seems to be the name of the game these days for almost anything you do. It just takes forever. Just want a new laptop. Okay, it'll show up in 6 months, you know. It's just really a pain. So very excited to have it. Thank you, commissioners, for allowing us to purchase it. I talked to Pam today. I hadn't talked to her for a while, and she said to pass along her good wishes and regard, and she was pretty excited about the new ambulance too. So anyway, very fun.
Nice.
Financially speaking, I don't have a lot to say about that, really. I think it's right where we should be. We spent a lot of money straightening out a lot of liabilities, paid off the building. But we're where we should be. I mean, we really did have too much cash on hand last fall and a lot of deferred maintenance and a lot of things that needed to be addressed. And we've done so. And I think that our cash holdings now are a much better representation of what we actually have. Last fall, when we did the 2021 budget, I don't know if you recall, we did try to list all the liabilities and what we thought they would cost. And there was this dollar amount here. And by the time you're done with all those liabilities, there's this little trickle, and it was around $650,000. And that's what we have. We've got about $700,000. And so I feel pretty good about that. You know, like, we set out to resolve as many liabilities as we could, resolve all the deferred maintenance, sign our union agreement, work out all the different administrative financial things that needed sorted, and we've done that. So we're in good shape compared to this time last year. And when you look at that money, that cash on hand, it's a much, much better idea of what we truly have. It doesn't represent, there's not a bunch of hidden liabilities behind it. So feeling good about that. Property taxes should be coming in the next month or two, this month and next. So we should be just fine. On the hospital district side, we paid all of our subsidies and things for the year. So we just have wages and some office expenses. So we should come right in on budget.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm happy to take any questions on either, but I also don't really feel the need to belabor it. I'm happy to talk about departmental stats a little bit if you have no questions. On the departmental stats, you can see 102 runs for September 2021. There were 117 in 2020. There were 98 in 2019. So it does seem like I don't really know what, I don't know what to make of the numbers, or the number of runs. It seems like this month and last, we've been pretty close to 2019. We're starting to get GEMT money in now and our response times are all pretty sound. So I don't think there's anything to be worried about. I think we're doing great. Our response times are consistent with what they need to be. I'm not really sure what to make of the trend on the number of calls, but there's also nothing I can do about that. So, and I think our finances are sound. So we're in a good place going into the election cycle, which will help define where we're going next. I think we're well positioned to have success wherever we go as a district. That is my report.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Wow, this might be a record meeting. In that case, we'll move on to audience participation. And if you're on the line and have something to say, you can go ahead and press star 6 to unmute yourself. I don't believe there's anyone there. Any commissioner comments at this time?
I just want to say I'm grateful that things are in the position they're in right now. You know, we're talking a lot about potential levies, increases coming up, or, you know, integration, switching things over to the fire district. I feel very comfortable handing off EMS from our side of it, at least at this point, if that's what the voters wanted to occur. I think it's in great shape. So thank you to everyone and Superintendent Butler, and Mr. Wamsgans, and everybody else who's helped make that happen.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Yes, thank you, Nathan and Mr. Wamsgans and Everett and Annalisa for all your attention to our financials. We're in great shape.
Time. Good.
No, a year ago, it was a way we were in a way different place. Way different place, and it feels much better financially and much clearer, and been a pleasure working with all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Everett. Same goes. Before we close tonight, I just wanted to take a minute to acknowledge our staff, EMTs and paramedics, and just a voice that I am truly impressed by them, especially as we've gone through this rather at times seemingly contentious election cycle. And I recognize that this potential integration is really wearing, and it has been for a long time. And they've continued to serve our community with a lot of honor and respect and dignity. And I really admire the fact that they haven't jumped into the fray. And, you know, there have been many times I've read things in letters in the paper that have just been completely inaccurate in terms of a critique or a statement about the way EMS operates or whatever, and that's been really hard to read for me, and I'm not a staff member, but I did want to say I have a lot of respect for the staff and how they've handled themselves during this time, and I'm sure it hasn't been easy. So anyway, thank you to all of them for their service, and that's it for me.
I'll make sure to pass that along, Commissioner. Thank you.
All right, you all. Well, thank you so much. This was almost an hour and a half meeting. I think this is a true record. I don't think we're going to have that next month, but enjoy it while you can. Thank you all so much, and we'll see you soon. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great night.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Could you give a time?
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry. It is 7:04.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, Steve, for keeping me on track.
Thank you, for sure.
You guys have a good night. Go home and get some rest.
Okay.
Okay, bye.